Hello everyone, welcome to another Friday Conversation, the first of 2021, and I'm really pleased to be joined by Rukshana Begum, who is a Justice's Legal Advisor in Training. Now, I'm sure she's going to tell us all a bit more about that. So Rukshana, come and introduce yourself to everyone.
Hi everyone, my name is Rukshana Begum, as mentioned, and what it is, I started this position back in September 2020, so before the whole pandemic started, to be honest. So the position is, I've been trying for this position for a while, so I was really excited. It's like a 2-year training period as a family justice's legal advisor, so at the Manchester Civil Justice Centre, so it was like a dream job, to be honest. So
yeah, I remember a bit of your journey, actually, because we've known each other for probably 2 years or so now. And I remember it was a position you've been talking about for a while. So it was really great when you started. But so if you started that before the pandemic, how did sort of life and day to day work change based on, you know, how much time you would have spent in the office before the pandemic?
So I was full time, 5 days in the office. I didn't have to worry about my little boy who was in nursery, drop him off, my husband would pick him up. So it was basically focusing on work. I mean, this is something I've wanted for ages. So getting there, trying to do the training bit, the learning, and doing the job, basically. So 5 days, full days.
Yeah, and so how much of a culture change and a shock was it to come to the,
For me, a big one. A little bit of background, I started working since I was like 16 full time, and I studied law part time, so I'd have like, you know, work and then evening classes, weekend classes. So for me, I'd really separate my professional from my personal. So it was definitely a big shock to me, to be honest, because I've always had my professional working at work, full work mode, 100% there, you know, I can concentrate and everything like that. And now it's just very difficult, very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, that brings us nicely on to one of the reasons I asked you to come and have a chat with me today, because I know you were at some training I did last week where we started looking at this topic of feeling overwhelmed. It sort of came up by accident, but I think it seems to have really resonated with a lot of people since we started talking about it. So this idea that we've all got a lot on our plates, I mean, everyone has, it's obvious. But I think for me, overwhelm is sort of that step further. It's not just busy, it's not just stressed out, it's when you actually feel that there's so much going on that you sort of don't really know where to start, and you know, even your rational thinking goes out the window a bit, so you don't even know where to get going. So I know you were on that training and you had some thoughts about it, so I just thought it'd be good to get your views on this sort of topic of overwhelm. And you know, how are you feeling overwhelmed at the moment, and how does it look like?
To be honest, like you said, like we all have busy lives. You know, the job, what you do in law, it's busy. At home, it's busy. But to be honest, I don't think I felt that sort of overwhelmed until now, until the pandemic, when, you know, both collide, and then you just feel like, oh God, I'm not even, I, you know, you have really high work standards and everything, and you want to get it done, but you can't. You have to be realistic. You're at home. Like I'm shielding, so every time bang shielding with a 3-year-old, it's impossible. Your train of thought goes, so then you just feel like, I've got my to-do list, I want to do this, but it's just when you can't do it and like other things come in, you just feel like, oh God, that's it, overwhelmed. And you just honestly, you just feel like you're gonna burst maybe or something like that. That's how it feels sometimes at that moment. Overwhelmed is when it's so much going on and you just can't, you can't even take a step back to be at that point. You feel like you can't take a step back, but yeah, your session really helped, to be honest, just to put things into perspective. And it's really useful to know that I'm not the only one that's going through this. I mean, at that point you feel like it's just you.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, there's quite a lot of overlap for me when I'm talking to people about stress and severe chronic stress and about overwhelm, because it's almost the same sort of reaction that I think goes on with our brain in the sense that that rational, logical thinking goes out the way. Because I think we can be busy, we can have a lot on our plate, but so long as we can still focus on each thing and, as you say, get through that to-do list and get it done, then it doesn't seem quite so bad. There's busy and getting through it, and then there's busy and overwhelmed or chronic stress where you're not even getting through it and you don't really even know where to start. So I think it is a different thing to just busy. Do you think?
Definitely. So? Definitely. I think overwhelmed, it can be at that point you feel it, or it could be like you don't realize you're feeling overwhelmed and it's like a build up and you just think, you know, I'll just keep going until you think, you know what, and then like something will happen and you think, you know what, this isn't right. Like a little thing will like tick you off. I mean, I'm rational, but a little thing, you'd be like, oh, why isn't this? And that's when you feel like, nope, you need to like really, something's going on.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's what a lot of people say, actually, that makes them feel better. The first thing, as you've said, is just to understand that you're not alone, that it's not any sense of failure or it's just you who can't cope. You know, the understanding that so many people, I was going to say everybody, I'm sure there's some people who are not feeling it, but the vast majority of people are feeling like that in this situation because it has gone on for so long. You know, I think we can cope with certain things for a certain period of time. We've got that resilience and things, but actually this has gone on for nearly a year now. Yeah. It's testing everyone.
And I think for me, I don't know about others, but it's the not knowing that it's never going to end. So it's like you're back in shielding, or, you know, like, you know, school's out, this is out, everything in your back. So it's like you can't even like look forward to, like, you know, it's going to like, oh, it's going to get better, because you don't know it's going to get better. So in your mind, you think, OK, I'll just keep going. But then something else happens, like another lockdown. Like we're on lockdown 3 now, aren't we? So you don't know how long it's going to go. And it's just, I think that's a struggle as well, the long period it's gone on for, and they're not seeing maybe the light at the end of the tunnel. I know it sounds really cliched, but that's how I'm feeling anyway.
Yes. And I do think for us in the legal profession, us lawyers love a bit of certainty, don't we? Definitely. So uncertainty, we're no good with that. Yeah. Oh, so I will, when I put the show notes together for this podcast, I will give everybody a link to the overwhelm guide that I put together for the session last week. But you mentioned a couple of things that were particularly useful for you from that.
I mean, the first 2 points, I think when you feel overwhelmed, that's it, stop. Do you know what I mean? I think that's when you I think you just need to have, and you put it like, you know, have a cup of tea or something like that, just break away from it. And it's true, don't keep going, because it'll get worse. I feel like it's going to get worse. So you just need, you're feeling overwhelmed, just stop. I mean, that's really powerful. We say it, but I think it's just really, really powerful. And the second thing you've put is, it's okay. And, you know, it's so nice to just, those words, it's okay. And you can just say it to yourself, and you just feel like you calm down a bit, and you're like, it's okay. Do you know what I mean? You're doing your best, you know, it's okay. So I thought that was really good.
Oh, good. No, I'm glad. And I think that's right. I mean, for anybody who checks out the guide, it's a 7-8 point guide. But yeah, the first ones are stop. If you're starting to notice those feelings of overwhelm, you know, you're looking at your list, or you haven't even written the list yet, and you just don't even know where to start. Stop is the first one, and take a step away, because once your brain has gone into that sort of overwhelm, overdrive, you're not going to think logically and rationally at that point. So there's no point sitting there trying to, you know, have a change, whether it's get up, make a cup of tea, as I suggest in there. You know, I am a fan of a tea and biscuit when we're struggling. You know, we need sugar, we need energy sometimes. So, you know, getting up and getting a snack and a cup of tea, maybe a quick walk, a look outside, a breath of fresh air, just something to break that cycle and to say, right, I've stopped. And then, to just, instead of beating ourselves up, instead of the sort of, why can't I cope? Why can't I get on with this? Yeah. You know, Joe Bloggs is getting on with this. Why am I not? You know, to think, actually, most people are struggling with this. I'm not on my own. I'm not different or failing. Everyone is struggling.
And I think that's really powerful when it's like, it's okay. Like, other people are going through it. And I mean, like you said, Hannah, we can't be expected to do, you know, when you're in the office uninterrupted, you have that whole frame of mind, don't you? There's like other colleagues there. It's all like law, law, law. Whereas in your house, it's not, it's totally different. I mean, just look at the interiors. It's not even that. I've got like behind me, I've got like stuffed toys and everything like that. So it's the focus is just not there. So it's just saying, okay, it's okay. I can't do probably that 8 hours. It probably like broken down to two or three and just being. So I think all that is really powerful. And the rest of your tips, I think, are brilliant, because once you get over that initial bit, yes, you can start working on those bits. I mean, I'm sure you can, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that yeah, once you've done the stop and the cup of tea and the biscuit, yeah, and the tell yourself it's okay, then you can get down to the, okay, so what really is on my mind? Dump it all out, make a big list of everything that you're worried about. And then, yeah, cross off the things you can't change. You know, that was where we started, wasn't it? So many things that are not in our control. We might be worried about them, but we can't do anything about them physically. Cross them off that list, because you know there's something even powerful in writing it down and then crossing it off. You know, you're sort of saying to your mind, saying to yourself, I'm not going to worry about that right now because I can't do anything about it. And then hopefully you're just left with the things that you can do something about and to decide what order to put them in and to tackle them. But yeah, it's like there's a book, how to eat the elephant or something, or there's certainly a saying, you know, how do you eat an elephant and one bite at a time, you know, and you have to start somewhere. And I think that's what hopefully this guide will help with. But yeah, the stop and the replenish, you know, get a drink, get some sugar, get something to eat before you start is really useful. But there was something else you made me think of actually when you were saying about, you know, lawyers being at home and you know, accepting that we can't do it all. I think it is such a legal profession trait that, you know, we tend to be perfectionists, we tend to be, you know, good at our jobs and want to be good at our jobs, and I think the two just collide when you've got perfectionist people trying to be parents and homeschooling and then perfectionist people trying to do their 6-7 hours a day work. I mean, the two can't work together, can they?
No, it's like, I'll be honest, it's impossible. I mean, to people that do it great, I need tips probably, but it, from what I've heard, and you know, even from the conversations we've had in the groups and stuff like that, it's really impossible. And I think we're really hard on ourselves. I think we're really hard because, I mean, I've always been like my career, my this, like, you know, that's always been that. And then I've had my family and I can do that. But then when you have both, you feel like you feel guilty in both, like you're not doing, like, you know, you're not being a good mom or whatever, and then you're not being a good worker, and it's just really hard. And it's like, like you said, Hannah, it's been going on for so long, and it's just exhausting as well. It's just so exhausting.
It is. It is. Somebody was just sharing that with me earlier. You know, it is that sense of exhaustion. And once again, it's difficult to make decisions and focus when we're in the midst of exhaustion as well. And that's another reason why the sort of stop and take a break works, because you know, we are all exhausted. It's a stressful situation. It's been going on for a long time. So what I'm wondering is, obviously we've talked a lot about overwhelm, and I'm sure it's a situation that lots of people are going to resonate with. And, you know, even if they're not feeling it now, they will have felt it, or they may feel it in time to come. But when you look back over this sort of pandemic year and lockdowns 1, 2 and 3, have there been positives for you? Is there anything positive you can take out from it?
To be honest, I know a lot of other people have taken a lot of positives out from it. And for me, I think I would take the positive if Rizwan goes back to nursery. Like the whole working from home, I mean, we know as a legal profession, it works. I mean, there's so many things that I can do probably at work that before it would be like, no, you can't. I mean, they take telephone hearings now, video hearings. I mean, before that wasn't tested or trialed, or it was very limited. So I mean, the positives are like, yes, you can do all that. And once, hopefully, when the pandemic and all the scare and all that stuff goes, that it'll be really good, like work-life balance. I think it'll be brilliant.
Ah, You see, I really like that because I'm a big fan of work-life balance, as you know, and many other people know if they've heard me talk about it. But I feel as though this year, in many ways, hasn't done us favours because it's sort of shown people the worst of work-life balance and working at home, as you say, because you've got the children at home and homeschooling. Yeah. And, you know, whereas for me, living the dream working at home is dropping the kids at school and going to the coffee shop and, you know, doing my work there. That's living the dream. But I think you're right that there's this period we've got to get through, and then we move into the next phase where hopefully the legal profession will be much more accepting of it and it'll be easier for us because the kids are back at school.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm hoping and looking forward to be honest, because yeah, the positives are, if you think about it, for me it's like between 2 to 3 hour commute I don't have to do. Do you know what I mean? I don't have to get into Manchester or everything like that. So in the, like, going forward, if there was no like pandemic, the whole work-life balance would be brilliant. I mean, it's there and it can't be argued. You can do the job from home.
Yeah, no, you're
100%. I've been doing it since March, believe it or not, because I'm shielding. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So just my last question I like to ask people on here is, have you learned anything about yourself, about your family, about your profession that you think might be useful to other people in this?
For me, I've learned that I've always been very like personal, professional. I've always kept it separate. And I realized that that's very like it's forced to not be, because you're basically putting your professional in your personal space. So I think I've learned a lot about myself in that respect, that sometimes, and I've learned that, you know what, you have to do the best you can do. And through this whole situation, I've learned to be, I think at this point sometimes, I mean, I do have my ups and downs, it's just to be kind to yourself. And I think I got that from you, Hannah, and, you know, the groups that I'm with. It's just being kind to yourself. And I think we all just need to be that, and stop, like, you know, judging ourselves, thinking like, you know what, that person's doing great, why can't I, and everything like that. I think we just need to stop that, all that, and just be kind to ourselves. So that's what I've really learned, just to be kind to myself.
Oh, that's brilliant to hear. And I think so many people could learn from that still. You know, we've learned it this year, but I think there's some people who still need to hear it, and we all need to remind ourselves. In fact, it came up in a group today. There was a lady wanted some advice who's going through a difficult time. And the group's advice was, you know, often when, you know, one door closes or something happens, you know, another door will open, and, you know, there'll be some light at the end of the tunnel. But their second piece of advice was, for now, just be kind to yourself, just look after yourself and be kind. And I think that's useful advice for all of us in this situation. Oh, well, thank you so much for coming to chat to me about overwhelm specifically. I think it'll be really useful for lots of people. And as I've said, if anybody listening would like to grab that overwhelm guide, then have a look at the notes below this podcast episode. And thank you so much to Rakshana for coming to join me.
Thank you for having me.